about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Rick Adams is on.
And thank you all for joining us on this Saturday afternoon excursion. Holiday week, Thanksgiving week. We'll talk about that in the coming moments. And I do want to give you a little rendition of the country's in the very best of hands once again. Haven't heard that from Little Abner in a long time, but it's so apropos now. We have a call for Art from John in California. Hello, John. You're on the program.
Hello, Rick. Hello, Art. Happy pre-Thanksgiving. Anyway, Art, like I said, I talked to you last week when you hosted for Rick, and you always just have such a wealth of information. I just can't wait to see what you come up with and who's doing what, who's not doing what, who should be doing what, and all that kind of stuff. But this morning I turned on my cell phone, and the first thing it says is Apple News says judges throwing out all the things that Trump's bought, the protests, and all said, no, there's no corruption, there is no fraud. And the second thing they said, it's going to destroy our democracy if this continues on with Trump. And it tells you right off the bat, nope, they have no clue what's going on. Anyway, so here in California, it's business as usual. Now they want a curfew at night, overnight, so nobody goes to hot partying or anything like that, but kind of let that slide over. I was thinking, talking about John Stelmer, so they ought to just throw a wall over the, between Nevada, Oregon, and all that. And I said, you know, just wall off southern border, wall off all the big cities, L.A. based and San Francisco Bay. There's a lot of places in the hinterland out here you would not know anything about liberal. All the recalled Newsom signs, all the Trump signs they had of all that time, no Biden anything. It's just... still make it, but you never know. You never know. What do you think about
all
this?
One of the big things is that, and Trump wasn't wrong, is this whole big mail-in ballot thing is nothing more than a facade. And I know Art has expressed himself on it. I think I've made myself clear. There should not be this massive deluge in any election of mail-in ballot. And unless you have a paper trail where you can actually tie in every vote to a paper ballot, then it's worthless. To me, it is absolutely worthless to even say we have a fair and honest election. What do you think?
I agree. Well, I said, I don't know if I told Art that last week, I told John. I said, look, I work the polls. I've been working the polls since retired for 8 years. I've seen what's going, and I said, no, you want paper? You get rid of the machines. This last time, I said, sure, the mail-in, if that was all it is, I said, no, that's it. You know, the left, the Democrats, they've got that down. They'll fraud it no matter what. Stealing, adding votes, flipping votes at the end. I said they need, here's what they do. You come back, you vote, you get it, you come down, you get a ballot. If you have to mail in because you're in the military or capacitor, you're handicapped, you come, you need assistance, okay. But that's got to be really, really enforced. Anyway, you come down, you get a paper ballot, you fill it out. There's no scanners, no stuff at the polling places. It goes in a box. It's secure. There's security watching it. You take it down to the local place where it's counted. You got all sides in there. You got people watching those people. No funny business. And then at the end, it's called in. doesn't go into a scanner again, doesn't go into a computer. They call back to central wherever, Washington, D.C. or wherever. Here's the numbers. And that will work. You've got plenty of people around you can hire temporary to do all this work. You don't need all those fancy machines. It's all corrupted anyway. Simple.
Did you say Nancy machines?
No.
Is that a slip?
No, Gambino machines.
You get rid of it. And like you said, Rick, you can get a receipt. Matter of fact, I saw people when they were turning in the here, they could, instead of mailing, they could put them in the box outside. They were taking pictures. They said the envelopes had trackers. They were taking pictures with their phones to make sure. I don't know if it worked. Nobody knows. Nobody's heard anything. You know, once the ballots go down to that little in the courthouse and that downstairs, it's like it's disappeared. You don't know what's going on, what happened. So anyway.
So the election system now is less trustworthy. It is less honest than it ever has been in my lifetime. And it was pretty dishonest then.
Well, sure, there were stuffing ballot boxes back then. That's easy to rectify that. You get rid of the people stuffing them and, get honest people on both sides who can watch all that stuff. So,
well, when you had the touchscreen voting, too. Touchscreen voting is susceptible to, and we just saw that, the questions about it, but it didn't matter to the judges whether or not they were switched or whether or not they were changed and changed back again. You know, this is the reality now. We're living in the digital age where you can literally squash elections, you can switch elections, you can change elections, and nobody be any the wiser, especially when you've got a Secretary of State like Nelly Gorbea here in Rhode Island. And you've got people like that in California. And you've got them in all of these states where they're radical agendaists, you see. Art, did you have any comment on what I had just said prior to John's response?
Yes. There is a way to do this. If we adapted the technology of the government cipher machines that the DOD uses to become voting machines and use that as the basis for voting machines, verify and test it independently, the accuracy of the machines, before you put them out in the field, and have them print a receipt to the voter and actually provide a printed receipt that goes into whatever you want to call it, a ballot box or whatever. So that way you have a hard copy, not much different than what you do in your credit card transaction, where you get a copy, you sign, and you also get a slip that the company keeps. But, you know, that's really a backup to the actual financial transaction that's in their computer system. I think that's the way to do it, but it has to be properly verified and tested. It goes back to what Confucius says. Man does what the boss inspects, not what he expects. And we need verification of these machines before anybody uses them.
Quite true. Thank you for the call, John.
Yeah, anyway, happy holidays, gentlemen.
You as well. 1-800-313-9443. Let's see. Are we ready, Ken? Are we ready to hear from Little Abner? Let's hear it. Here it comes, folks. We need this reprieve. It's coming. Guaranteed.
Well, there ain't no crook up there, Pappy. As far as I can see, there's a very nice mess of people. And I can tell you all this much, the country's doing just fine. Right, Sam?
You is so right, boy.
Them city folks and weans are pretty much alike.
Though they ain't used to living in the sticks.
We don't like stone or cement.
But we is in agreement.
When we gets down to talking politics, the country's in the very best of hands. The best of hands. The best of hands.
Treasury says the national debt is climbing to the sky.
And government expenditures have never been so high.
It makes a fella get a gleam of pride within his eye to see how our economy expands. The country's in the very best of hands. The country's in the very best of hands. The best of hands.
10% of parity. Another fella recommends it should be 93. But 80, 95%, who cares about degree? It's parity that no one understands. The country's in the very best of hands. Us voters is connected to the nominee. The nominee's connected to the treasury. When he ain't connected to the treasury, he sits around in his thigh bones. They sits around in this place they got, this big congressional parking lot. Just sits around in there, you know what? Up there they calls in their thigh bones. Them bones gonna rise again, gonna exercise the franchise again, gonna tax us up to our eyes again. When it gets them off in their thigh bones. The country's in the very best of hands. The best of hands. The best of hands. Them GOPs and Democrats each hates the other one. They's always criticizing how the country should be run. But neither tells the public what the other's gone and done. As long as no one knows where no one stands. The country's in the very best of hands. The money that they taxes us, that's known as revenues. They compound the collateral, subtracts the residues. Don't worry about the principal and interest that accrues. They're shipping all that stuff to foreign lands. The country's in the very best of hands.
Thank you, gentlemen. I think that pretty much it does give us a good bird's eye view of the reality behind the mythology. You like that, Art? Good.
That was funny.
Okay.
Good.
I'm going to take some calls. I think we have Pat in Fort Worth first. Hello, Pat. You're on the program.
Okay. Hey, I wanted to say that it came out today or maybe earlier, but I just go to something like UPI. They could halfway give me some answers on start page, and it says that Trump is wanting to go ahead and write an executive order on something he's been wanting to do since he's been in office, and that is outlaw birthright citizenship. You know, where you come over and you have your baby, you have a baby vacation, you come over 9 months pregnant, have your baby. And enjoy yourself, and he's getting it taken back. He's a citizen from then on, rest of, you know, eternity. So I think that's a real good idea. He said there wouldn't be any Kamala because she's Indian from India and, Haitian or whatever it is down there. So she would not be allowed to be president. And of course, Trump didn't. He went after Ted Cruz because he was actually born in Canada of American parents up there working. But then some people I know said, oh, no, they weren't just working. They were able to vote up there. So they were up there. I said, whatever. But, you know, Ted Cruz is more of a citizen than Kamala Harris. Come on, you know. So I'm all for that. Well, that was the main thing. But the other thing, well, that's good enough. I'll let somebody else talk. Okay. And it came out today, and I hope he does it because, you know, if you don't have a skin in the game, Schwarzenegger tried it. He wasn't a citizen, but he wanted to be president. They tried to change the laws for so many years, you know, and nothing ever got done. But everybody wants to come in here and suddenly run the world. Well, America suddenly runs the world. We're blamed for everything. So they want to come in here and run the world. And they have no skin in our game, no skin here in this country. They haven't lost anybody in the military yet. They haven't done, oh, well, that's a bad thing. You know, military is bad, whatever. They have I'm all for giving the military, the guys over there fighting for the country, citizenship, like it's been done for years now, okay? And you can run that down if you want to, but I've never seen a veteran with any kind of a racial discrimination. You're in the same cockpit under the same flag, you are on the same side, okay? I'm sorry if I have to rant, but I want to get through so somebody else can talk about it. But that's what we need to do is straighten up who can run the world from this country.
Well,
and I hope, problem, I wish he could get it passed.
The problem is
but
it's easier said than done.
Pardon?
You know, you can say we need to, we ought to, we should, but as a whole, the American public doesn't even know which end is up. They have no clue. And right now, what elections
well,
are all
I don't
about
think that's
is,
true. I don't
well,
think
I'm
it's
just
really
telling
true.
You what I think. I'm saying it's all
people
about
that
give me. It's give me. What can I get from the government? Not what I can do for myself, but what I can get from somebody. Okay,
well,
thank you.
I know.
Thanks for your call, Pat. I appreciate
okay,
your little
you.
Rant.
Thank
nice
you.
Nice of you to hear and listen and regurgitate. But, essentially, is what I just said, in my opinion, is that we are not a government that expects to do for ourselves with administrators, politicians, nothing more than true administrators who simply make it easier for us to do for ourselves. Quite the contrary. It's a dependency state, Art. They want us, they want the little guinea pig, to be dependent on them, on the system. This is what the Democratic Party has always been about, and the Republican Party has basically tried to outdo the Democrats, you know? You follow?
Right, right. Twiddly-dee and twiddly-dumb, as you would say.
Twiddle-dumb and twiddle-dumb, yes. Dumber. Dumb and dumbener, I think, is the key. Well, Wallace said it well, George Wallace. Today, we don't have anybody who makes any sense whatsoever when they run for office. I mean, this is why even the Libertarian Party has gotten so few votes, few support, and so little attention in the media, because there really isn't much difference anymore. The Libertarians are sounding like the old conservatives, and they shouldn't sound like them. And the so-called new right that we had since the 1980s basically is the old left. So who's who? What's what? You know, we don't define terms anymore. I mean, the real Republicans, if you want to call them that, in the 1920s and 30s, they were the opposition to war. They were the opposition to internationalism. They were the opposition to this whole business of interventionism. And now all they do is basically say, we can do a better job. We can do a better job. It's amusing, folks. It is absolutely pathetically amusing.
Right.
And this is the choice that people are given, whether it's presidential, whether it's congressional, whether it's senatorial, whether it's statewide. And in other areas, of course, of the country, we don't have that mentality. We can't look at the rest of the country from where we live, you know, from our own little peripheral view as to what it looks as if should be the case. I mean, there's the real America, and then there's the fake America. We live in the fake America that we see, and all we see is dependency, 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 you know?
Well, it's foster. I mean, the system's set up that way. An example, look at the school loans. The average person coming out of college now has a $37,000 debt, okay? So look what the banks did, you know, by allowing them to give, you know, student loans out, you know, willy-nilly. They were allowed to get money irresponsibly, only because the government would back it up like an IRS tax that no matter if they filed bankruptcy or not, that the debt would carry on with them for the rest of their lives. So, you know, and because that money was so free, we now see a hyperinflation of education as a consequence of that. So that's how they make us dependent on them. You know, it's a planned system in that respect.
And the dumbing down of America, that's right. Okay, folks, right. We're going to take a break. Questions for Art, you dial us up now, 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Uncensored. Here only on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
800-313-9443. And let's go back to the phones. We have Joe in my neck of the woods in Rhode Island. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
Hi, Art.
Hello.
How are you, Art?
Good. How about yourself, Joe?
Good, good, Art. Let me turn my volume up a little here. You know, about 2,500 years ago, the king of Assyria took the 10 tribes of Israel captive into Assyria. The king of Babylon, about 100 years later, took the house of Judah captive into Babylon. And today, the house of Israel and the house of Judah contained in the Christian nations of today. Instead of taking them into Babylon and Assyria, they brought Babylon and Assyria to the Christian countries. And they left them in their homes, but just put bars on the windows. And took them captive that way, because there was too many to bring into Syria and Babylon. I'd like to read a couple of scriptures from the book of Isaiah, the book of Micah, showing where we are today as a Christian nation. Micah chapter 7, verse 2. The good man has perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net. A couple of different kinds of nets today. That they may do evil with both hands, not just one hand, but both. Earnestly. The prince would be a political leader today. The prince asketh, and the judge asketh for a reward, which is a bride in the Hebrew. And the great man, he uttereth his mischievous desires, so they wrap it up. So your politicians and your judges at this time, which was prophesied by St. Paul, saying these things happen to you, will happen to you in the end times as examples. Mm-hmm. So this is where we are today as far as your political leaders and your judges. Now, I didn't write this. I just want you to know that. And a couple of verses from the book of Amos. Shall horses run upon the rock? Will one plow there with oxen? For ye have turned judgment into gall, and the fruit of righteousness into hemlock. Hemlock is bitterness. You see any bitterness out there today? Ye which rejoice in a thing of naught, which say, have we not taken to us horns by our own strength? But behold, I will raise up against you a nation, O house of Israel. This contains both houses, saith the Lord, the God of hosts. And they shall afflict you from the entering in of Hamath, which are the Kenites, 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 55, unto the river of the wilderness, which is the end of the age. Gentlemen, we're not coming out of this, gentlemen. The only escape is into the Father's arms and his word. And don't go to your churches for help. Go right directly to his word. He's the only one that can save us now. There's no other. Also, Deuteronomy 32, read this in Satan's face. Read it in his face. He hates this book. Deuteronomy 32, verses 15 to 21. Read that in his face. Read it out loud. And that's all I got, gentlemen.
Well, it's very good. So you're basically saying that we might as well just put the prison bars around our houses, windows,
right,
and lock the door.
Yes, it's a lockdown.
We're already prisoners. Is that what you're saying, Joe?
We're prisoners in our own houses. And maybe if we're lucky, you go out for a small takeout order once every couple of weeks.
That's if the governor permits it.
You're paying for your own prison cell. We'll see this much further in the upcoming months.
Yes.
So the only escape, gentlemen, is right into this word. And the Father will provide for those that follow him in these end times. Don't go to your pulpits. Don't go to your pulpits, because Johnny's going to be waiting there for you.
Johnny,
right directly to the word.
Dressed up as a sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
Little Red Riding Hood went to see Grandma, and guess who had Grandma's clothes on?
It wasn't Little Red Riding Hood, I know that. The Big Bad Wolf. Yep. And that's the meaning, of wolves in sheep's clothing. And these preachers today, heaven help them, because instead of teaching and feeding their children, their flock, they're doing the opposite. They're starving them to death. Keeping them malnourished, you see, Joe? You're right.
Yes. Yep.
Amen. Good words. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, Art.
Great for talking. Yeah, Joe has a lot of wisdom accumulated for 30 years or so, and he's seen it. He's seeing it now. And, if the people are not hearkening their hearts to God and they're not listening, particularly at this time, they don't even know the meaning of Thanksgiving, then there's certainly an evidence of lacking for the sore truth of the word. A classic example today is, they, for the last, 30, 40, 50 years, they just ignored Thanksgiving. They went right to Christmas. Not because they love Christ, because they love the sound of jingle bells, you know? They love the sounds of ka-ching, ka-ching. The money tree, you know, Art? You hear me all right?
I hear you fine. I would say, I understand he's talking about 1984. I'd be a little more upbeat, though. Let's remember the cry of Lexington and Concord, okay, and what Patrick Henry said. And those were very bleak times also. And let's remember when you talk about Christmas, let's remember Washington across the Delaware, where he first had 15,000 troops from Virginia come up on Mulholland House, which was about 10 miles from where they crossed for the Battle of Trenton. And the password was liberty or death, which was the same one they said at the Alamo. I don't think we're over yet. I think there is definitely hope, and I think the American people remember the real history of this country, need to reinvigorate themselves and realize what it takes to build this country again.
If they return to their moorings, if they go back to Christ, then all things are possible. But if they don't, then there really is no hope. And I think that's the message, is they have to have that kind of hope. I want to hear people say it. I want to hear politicians admit it. I want to hear these judges come out and say, I'm sorry, but I'm not the judge of judges. I'm not the king of kings, and we need to get back to God. Can you imagine what the Antichrist Defecation League of Bernie Britt would say? Can you imagine,
I can imagine
the scream and the howl?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I saw, what's her name, Miss Epstein, who's the number two gal in the ADL, when she had a public meeting for hate down here. So I don't have to imagine what they said. I actually confronted her in the ADL right there, and I said, you're nothing but a front for the mafia. Okay, they didn't have much to say to me at that point. That was in one of the Jewish synagogues down here. So
I think I've told a story before. We had an ex-congressman, ex-politician. He was a simple man. And, you know, he got in on the heels of a corrupt political incumbency in Rhode Island. Name was Ed Beard. He wasn't perhaps the brightest bulb, but he was a well-intentioned person. And then he finally lost. He lost his job by another one of these so-called transplant Republicans. And he got a talk show job on one of the local stations. And he was a talk show host for a while. And one day he made the mistake of doing this. He was talking about the businesses in Rhode Island, the Jewish Federation particularly, and how they were complaining. They were complaining about the Christian message and Christ and Christianity. And he said, it's funny, they don't complain about the business when it comes in, though. And you should have heard the howl go up by the ADL. They literally got to the local Jewish owner of the talk show host in the station to can him. And he said later, he said, I never thought my defending of Jesus Christ would cost me my job. I said, tisk, tisk. Well, he did fight it, and he did wind up actually getting some remuneration out of it. The point is that who are the haters? Who are those that hate today more than anything? And who is it they hate? As we just saw in the scriptures this afternoon, it's him. He is the object of their hate. And if they hate you, they hated him first. We must never lose sight of that fact. We must never lose sight of that fact. When we hear about the Holocaust theory, and we hear about all of the genocide and the victimization and so forth, we have to ask ourselves, who are the ones that perpetrate more hatred, more war, more terror, more bloodshed than any other group known to man? It's that same group. But they disguise themselves, Art, as voices of tolerance, voices of victimization, and voices of oppression. And yet they're the oppressors. They're the very thing which they claim to be the opposite of. Isn't that interesting, huh? All right.
Oh, yeah. I saw it first here from when it...
Yeah, go ahead.
I saw firsthand talking to Esther Epstein, who's the number two person in the ADL under Jonathan Greenblatt. And she said to me, I'm glad you're here. Why don't you help us out with the issues in Philadelphia with all the people living in poverty? That's nice. It's no different than Capone asking for help with the soup kitchen. That's all I thought.
Touche. Touche. All right, let's take Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. You're on the program.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I had a question for Art.
Sure.
Pretty knowledgeable on, you were saying the Annenbergs had to run NPR because I've, you know, trying to listen to the news on NPR, and it's so disgusting how biased they are. You know, I look back at Reagan, and he did have ties to the Kosher Nostra, and this whole privatization. I don't know who's worse for basically letting the mafia take over, the Republicans or Democrats, because it seems like when they attacked public funding for NPR, all they really did was allow all these foundation mobsters to take it over. You know, the Gates Foundation, the Annenberg Foundation. And as far as all this, would Art agree? I mean, it seems like the Republicans have, for the past 30 years, have just, they attack government, but all they're doing is facilitating the basically Jewish mafia taking everything over. Does that make sense? You know what I mean? Like, if you look at NPR, it's kind of a microcosm of that.
Yeah, for instance, Colorado. This is like I drove in Colorado, like out in the hinterlands there, and the only radio station you get there is National Public Radio. So it's like, you know, it's like here in, back in the USSR, all you're hearing is communist propaganda from those guys, because it's Operation Mockingbird, the same guys who covered up the assassination of JFK. It's one thing to kill him. Another thing, they have enough the power to actually control the whole situation and cover it up. And the Annenbergs are powerful enough to do that.
Yeah, I definitely think they need to separate the foundation funding from the government funding. Because I drive trucks and we have a NOAA weather radio. And that's public, and that's pretty useful. And yeah, if you live out in the middle of nowhere, they should at least try and that was another thing, the fairness doctrine. They got rid of that. And basically, So now you don't even have any Republican point. It's like the Republicans got rid of it, but they lost that battle, apparently, you know, so.
Right, and also realize that the Bruffmans took over the Weather Channel, weather.com. So that's also part of the kosher media.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah,
I wonder if it's been getting a little windy, huh?
Well, yeah, you know, we already have public-funded NOAA radio, so you could get rid of all of the private weather channels and just have NOAA. It's already taxpayer-paid for. They already have them.
Why not?
You know what I mean?
The NOAA channel. Amazing, isn't it?
Anyway, I've just been noticing that. It just seems like the Republicans... They have a dual agenda for everything.
You're right.
And so the Democrats.
The Republicans, I mean, where I am, I'm not saying this of all Republicans, but in Rhode Island, the Republican Party, historically, 1970s and 80s, they were far worse than the Democrats. The Democrats had basically conservative traditional values. It was the Republicans that were leading the opposition to the family. They were supporting ERA, supporting abortion, supporting increased government control over the schools. What's the difference?
Yeah, and Reagan did the first amnesty, you know. Thatcher, they started shipping the jobs overseas. Or they went on. Well, Bush did the whole New World Order speech, you know.
Mr. Gorbachev,
anyway,
take down that wall.
Right.
Tear down that wall, Mr. Gorbachev. Made for good rhetoric, though, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's all,
right.
All
thank
I have
you
my comment. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Let me take Tom in Utah now. Hello, Tom. You're on the program.
Hi there. Hey, I did mention this earlier today, but I forgot. But I forgot to give people a way to pour my brains. But anyway, don't you find it really sad that the city in which the Constitution was composed is now the same city in which it's being decomposed?
Yep.
I mean, how far have we fallen? How far have we fallen as a nation?
Quite far. Quite far, Tom. Art?
I heard a...
Art's right
there. Am I still connected?
Yes, you are, but I think Art may just respond, yeah, because he's in that city, isn't he?
Well, I just lost connection for a minute, so I didn't hear what you just said.
He was talking about the irony of the city of the Cradle of Liberty being in a state of total disrepair and dissolution.
Right, right. And Independence Mall there is the reality of the situation there. If you look at there, we got on the south side, Carpenter's Hall, where they signed the Declaration of Independence. On the east side, you got the Netanyahu Holocaust Museum. On the north side, you got the Annenberg Constitution Center, and on the west side, you got the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. So you can see the irony of Liberty being the Carpenter's Hall and then be surrounded by the Costa Nostra interests on the other side around.
Like a quadrangle, huh? Like in the National Treasure?
Right, right, right. But
Tom, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I don't want to interfere. Go ahead. What else did you want to add?
Well, I worry, of course. You know, my primary concern is your constitution, your personal, because if you don't have your constitution intact, how can we as these patriots preserve the national constitution? And right now, like I mentioned earlier, I have two eminent worries. I'm talking about eminent. That means this week we're going to have Thanksgiving, and they're going to try to blame the gathering of families on the new outbreak or the new wave of COVID. And it won't be the fact that you're together as a group in compliance with the words of God, right? We are to gather together.
Yes.
But it will be because we're living in defiance of the word of God. And as a pathologist, I will tell you that infection is not going to come in the air or personal contact. It's going to be coming to us because we have forgotten the words of the apostles and the prophets. We are partaking of those things offered to idols, the blood that is shed, and it is the blood that vectors these pathogens that we are being, concocted as having COVID. So I'm begging people to go to Gassing America, call me, and I will take you through the reality, not the crap that they fed you on the media. They're not only after the national constitution, they're after yours.
You want it all. You want it all.
Right.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate that. You have a personally rewardful Thanksgiving. Jack in California is next. Hello, Jack.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. High-powered Republican senators and Democrats, as well as congressmen, Republican or Democrat, I don't care. They're all brethren at the lodge. So I hope that translates to something to the thinkers out there who know who controls our government. I have two questions. One is probably most appropriate for you, Rick, and the other for Art. But before that, I want to note, you know, that they moved the manufacturing abroad to China, and that wasn't by accident. I'm from Michigan. You may recall Ross Perot ran for president. He came to Willow Run at the Ford factory plant where they, Rosie Riveter, built the World War II B-2 bomber. And he warned the American people about moving the manufacturing base abroad, even for tooling for the next war. So my question is, we have a digital currency that we're facing very soon. And how are we going to fight back with our dollars, Art, if they move us to this digital currency? And then, Rick, they're going to force a patent, a Microsoft patent numbers, you know, ending in 060606, that will alter our DNA. And according to the World Economic Foundation's Charles Klaus Schwab, they're moving forward with this transhumanist agenda. They're not going to stop. And so what can we do? What are we going to do to persevere these two forces that are pressing on us within a matter of weeks, months?
Well, I can only tell you what I'm going to do. I'm not going to give in. I'm dependent totally on Christ, totally on God. He's proven it to me every single moment of every day now. While others are suffering, others have no job, no income, no nothing, I basically have a blessing. I have it all under one roof, and God has given that to me. And I'm not going to be tempted. I'm not going to be part of the digital system. If I must perish, I must perish. But you know what? I'd rather perish by my body and not my soul. You follow? That's
absolutely
my response.
All right.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that, Jack. But keep
Take
the
care.
Faith. You keep the faith. Art, any follow-up to all of this?
Right. Well, to deal with the economy, I think we need to learn about bartering systems. You know, it's been proven
bartering?
People have used
no.
Craigslist. Yeah, people have gotten on Craigslist, started with a small object that they traded in office, a paperclip, and has proven that they traded that all the way up to buying a house. So we need to learn that process. And that's where there's a real weakness, that we need a bypass currency, a bartering, to get around it. You know, that's one way to bypass, you know, to deal with all these issues. And that's something that needs to be developed. It doesn't exist to a great extent in our country. So,
but that's on an individual basis, right?
Yeah, but it could be simply, something backed by a bank that holds gold, okay, and you deal with gold certificates to act as the asset for trading commodities, you know, gold-based asset trading. So that's an example of what we could do.
Okay. Very good, very true. I want to also spend a little time now, before we run out of time, on what does really Thanksgiving mean to us today? What did it mean 400 years ago? What did it mean to the pilgrims who left Leiden, Holland? What were they seeking? Were they seeking free ball games? Were they seeking high-fidelity jobs? Were they seeking, the kind of access to fun and games that we have today? No. It was seeking to worship God. And that's why when they reached these shores, they gave thanks. Now, is that too hard to understand today? For some, maybe. But this coming Thanksgiving, this coming Thursday, I will be giving thanks. And I will have sufficiency. And I think most of us will, Art, you and your family, for your faithfulness. And that's the most important thing we can do, is to understand the real meaning, Thanksgiving. In the media, it's all fluff, it's all propaganda, it's all delusion. Let's not be taken in by that. And those are my thoughts, folks. Any additional comment did you like to make, Art?
Yes. For instance, I saw a live leak this week. They showed a male who was about 50 who went berserk and killed his family. Then he was shot by the cops. We need to realize what we're doing to our families with the way these court systems work, especially in family court controlled by the Cosa Nostra. And we need to actually change this and not have it just controlled by the lawyers, the judges, and provide a better option for these people so these families don't get destroyed, okay, which results in drug addiction, criminality, and a lot of the malaise that we see in America today. And I think that needs to be addressed. And that's one of the things we need to be thankful for, is being in a position to understand it and be able to change it.
Very true. Couldn't have said it better myself. So let us not give thanks to the enemy. Let us give thanks to God. And he who
right.
will destroy the enemy. And the enemy, of course, is the devil himself. Death. We don't want to see people go down that path. Today, there's a lot of suffering. There's a lot of people out there that have nothing. And in one way, they're the most blessed. Those that have nothing. They have something. An inner something. That is incalculable, hope. Retain it. Gain the knowledge of God in your heart. All right, we'll come back for the final wrap-up. And thank you all for joining us today. Rick Adams, Uncensored, with Art from Philly.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years, the sensitive men dying for their dreams, for what? So you can swim and dance and play.
Folks, we only have about 4 minutes left in today's program prior to Thanksgiving, and I thank you all for being with us here today, for joining us on this special program. I'm glad to be here, glad to be back, and very thankful for your participation. Art, in the closing moments that we have, did you have any particular issue or finality that you'd like to share with our audience today?
Sure. Given that it's Thanksgiving and holidays coming up, I think what we can do is support people in our communities that are suffering. For me, one of the things I've done and will do for the future is, because I went through a breakup of the family and saw how rough it was, is I reached out and helped other people. I let grown men basically cry in front of me and everything else, and I said, I will take it all to help them so they can be better parents to their families in spite of the breakup and the dissolution of their families. And I think that's one thing I do for Thanksgiving. I hope other people in RBN find ways to reach out in their communities and, you know, help other people. That's the way. That's what I think the real spirit of Thanksgiving is. It's reaching out to people in our community and figuring out a way to help out the people in need.
Oh, absolutely. Showing that love, showing that that godly love to people, and telling them why they're doing it, telling them about the foundation of these colonies and the pilgrims and the great experiment that they were led here for. They were led here for, you know, for the consummate destiny of a people, of a nation. Let's feed them spiritually too. So I want to take this time to thank you, Art, and again for being with us and sharing with us your great wisdom. And I hope you and your family will enjoy that peace of Thanksgiving. Hope to talk to you again next week if you're here. Okay.
All right. And happy Thanksgiving to you and all RBN, and have a great night.
Thank you. And folks, don't forget, Art's website is noplaceforcorruption.com. Again, folks, all I can do is tell you is that time is short. We must do what we must do, but never lose sight of the fact who is in control. Be thankful to him, and then we can enjoy the real purpose of Thanksgiving, real meaning of Christmas as well. There's no money in it. There's a lot of monetary value. It's in the heart. So thank you all, folks, for joining us. And I'm going to let Ken here just take her away and play out the music, our theme song, and the end. And God willing, we'll be able to talk to you again next week. Thank you all, and Yahweh bless his elect.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.